Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It's always a huge day at Patriots training camp, August 3rd, Tom Brady's birthday. He said on Friday that the last time he had his birthday off was when he turned 30, 6 years ago. So on Saturday, he'll be hard at work here on the training camp fields. All the fans will be excited to see him. They'll bring signs and all that. We talked to him on Friday about a number of topics, not only his birthday, also how camp is going right now and much more. Here's Tom Brady's Friday interview in its entirety.
I said I don't have to get everything taken care of today, so I could fully enjoy it tomorrow.
Feeling older?
I feel good, so I've had a lot of good practices. I mean, we're stringing them together, so hopefully it really pays off for us. We're just trying to make improvements every day we come out.
Seems like you guys picked up the tempo today. Are you happy, as happy as you can be with your production and this offense so far weekend?
Well, I think we're, a lot of guys are trying to create roles for themselves. So, there's a lot of opportunity. And, every time you get a chance to take a rep, you're trying to do better than you did the previous time. So, there's a lot of moving parts right now. So, the tempo is important. The personnel is important. Getting the formations right. Running the right play. Using the right technique. All those things are little things that become big things. So, there's not a lot of practices we have left until we go down to Philly. So, we're trying to correct as many mistakes as we can. Yeah, we've done a lot of situational work. So red area, third down, 2 minute today. All those things are going to come up next week. So, I think we did goal line today. I mean, all these one play situations, or sometimes it's a 2 minute situation, something like that, that we've got to be better at and work at. So, pretty much everything, we're working to get installed. Some looks good, some hasn't looked so good, so we just got to keep working at it.
Julian, you guys, a few receivers in camp who caught meaningful passes from you. Was it good to get him back out there, and how important is that experience you have with him in relation to a lot of the other guys?
It was great. I mean, anytime you can get guys back healthy, and Julian, he's been working his butt off to get back out here, so I'm right next to him in the locker room, so I see his excitement every day, and the excitement he brings to the practice field, and he's going out here and working hard, just like everybody else.
Tom, we saw him walk off a little bit gingerly after Ryan threw him a pass in the corner over there. Are you concerned about him at all? Because we didn't see him in a drill after that.
I didn't see that. So, he's a tough kid. I mean, mentally, physically, and he's battled through a lot over the course of his career. So, I know he's been working hard in his rehab, and hopefully it continues to go well.
Tom, this is one of the most important training camps for you because you have so many new guys and young faces that are trying to learn the system and get up to speed.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think this is, everyone feels like it's the most important because it's the only one really that, we can control at this point. So there's a lot of new guys. We're making mistakes. We're trying to learn from the mistakes. I mean, offensive football is about 11 guys being on the same page and really being able to anticipate what each other are trying to do. So, the challenging part of offense is when you got new guys and they're not really sure when I'm throwing it. I'm not really sure when they're going to break. And, a lot of it we just have to work out. And the more reps we get, the better, we're going to be. So just to come out here every day and make these type of improvements are important because, you can't go out and miss 3 or 4 days of practice because you just get so far behind, especially this time of year.
Bill has said, Tom, that one way of simplifying things or making things easier is to sometimes simplify it, not throw too much at especially younger players, newer players. One way I guess you could do that is slowing down the tempo, but there's obviously the flip side. How do you balance that?
Well, our offense is a lot of communication, so it's just you got to just throw as much in there as you can and see what we can pick up. I don't think it's not really a slow-paced offense. You need to think fast. You got to communicate well. Everyone's got to be on the same page. So it's hard to, slow down something for one person. I mean, the train's moving at this point. So, it takes really smart football players to be in this system. And guys that have done well have been smart players, can adjust quickly. Football's important. They go home, they study, they work at it. That's what it's all about here.
Are you willing to live with those mistakes that are inevitably going to happen with guys not as familiar with the system if you have a up-tempo offense?
We're all going to make mistakes, but, I make them. The young players make them. I mean, everyone makes them. I mean, the Jets are going to make them. Dolphins are going to make them. The Bills are going to – I mean, everyone's going to make mistakes. It's just a matter of how critical those mistakes end up being. So, hopefully our bad plays are incomplete passes and they're not, you know, really bad plays. And you got to try to eliminate as many bad plays as possible. But, you know, they're going to happen. And part of the challenge is being mentally tough enough to come back the next play and do a good job.
Tom, I'm understanding it's only been 7 practices. There's a long way to go. This is sort of like a getting-to-know process for you and these young receivers. Can you just share a little bit of what traits you see in you know, Tompkins, Dobson, Boyce, just that is giving them a chance to possibly be there as contributors?
Well, I think they've come in and worked hard, and they've done everything the coach has asked them to do. So they've been out on the field almost every day. I mean, they're smart kids that want to work hard and have really come into this environment and really taken to everything that the coaches have tried to talk to him about, everything that I've tried to talk to him about. And, you know, that's been the fun part, is when guys are eager to come in and learn and listen and try to do the right thing.
In terms of style of receiver, can you just give a little feel for, like, what you see in a Tompkins, who you've thrown a lot of passes to in this camp so far?
Sure. And, you know, they, like I said, there's some good, there's some bad. It's, they all have different skill sets, and it's about us trying to use what they do best and trying to get them incorporated and them finding a role for themselves. But all that will take course over the next 4 weeks. So it's hard to, you know, nothing's been established at this point. I mean, we're, like I said, 7 or 8 practices in. So I think we're trying to see what people can do on a consistent basis and trying to see what I can do on a consistent basis and what Danny can do and what Julian can do and what, you know, Jake Ballard and, you know, everyone who's coming out here trying to earn a spot on the team is, and the better we do, I mean, the more efficient we're going to be. But like I said, it's offensive football. Everybody has to be on the same page, and that's why we come out and we talk after practice. We watch the film. We talk about after. We have walkthroughs and talk about throws and signals and routes and techniques, and all that's for anticipation. Because when you really believe in the guys that you're out there with, you can play fast. You can play with anticipation. You can play with confidence. If you don't have that confidence, it slows you down. And then when it slows you down, then you're going to make mistakes. So, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to keep putting that work in. I can always do better, so I'm, you know, I'm trying to just come out and get better every day and make the right reads, make the right throws. You know, it's only been 7 practices, so, you know, we haven't played football in 7 or 8 months, so you have some, you know, the timing is an issue, and you're just trying to get your timing down and get your timing down with the players, so it's a work in progress.
Tom, who among the new guys has started to grow on you? Four receivers, I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, all of them. I mean, all those guys that we have at receiver have, you know, they're trying to do the best they can do. They're working hard, whether it be the veterans or the rookies. So, now, I really don't have too many favorites. You know, I just like the guys that come in and want to work hard and do the right thing. And, you know, those are the guys that I'm trying to – those are the guys that end up making the team.
The guys that get open?
Guys that get open, yeah. Guys that, you know, create some space to throw the ball, and not when it's just created for you. But, you know, when guys can create space by themselves and separate from the defender, I mean, those are important traits.
Tom, now that you're on the threshold of a big birthday here, I guess you were quoted in Men's Health magazine about longevity of your career. You're even talking about 40s and 50s. 7 days into this camp, are you rethinking that now? Or
I feel better as camp goes along. So every day I feel like, you know, my legs get more under me, my arm gets better, and so I'm enjoying it. I love this sport. I love playing. I love being out here with my teammates and playing. And, you know, I'm trying to take it, you know, day by day this time of year. So I think that other piece was more of a reflection piece. This is, you know, this is day to day. You know, we're trying to come out and work hard and put together the best we can do.
Tom, can you share what it's been like to have Tim in the quarterback room?
I've really, you know, enjoyed it. He's, you know, he's a great guy. He's fun to be around. So he's had a lot of experience and a lot of productivity. So, you know, we have good conversation, and, you know, he loves playing football, and that's usually the type of guys who do well here.
Does he lobby Bill to get any of those?
Does he bring a different perspective, Tom, an unusual perspective you have not experienced before?
Well, he's been on a few different teams. I mean, he's run some different style offenses. So, you know, he's done a good job. He's come in here, and Josh has had some familiarity with them, you know, coaching him in Denver. So, you know, he's come in and just tried to do the best he can do.
Thanks for the birthday.
I practice 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
14 straight year.
14 straight year. I know. So, it's nice. My 30th birthday, I think we had a day off because I had a barbecue on my roof deck for the surprise birthday party. So that was a long time ago. 6 years, oh my God. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.